Prison toilet. Bowel movements in prison will never be the same. Early September, administrators here at Warren Correctional Institution hired private contractors to install timers on the flushing mechanisms on prison toilets. The contractors came cell to cell, and we now have those big steel boxes the size of microwaves with a kind of raised steel button of sorts, the size of a half dollar. That's what you press to flush the toilet. I'm not making this up. I swear I'm not. So, this is how the timer works. You get one flush every 5 minutes. If you hit the flush button a second time before the 5 minutes expire, the toilet will flush, but you cannot flush the toilet for another hour. Essentially, if you flush twice in somewhat rapid succession, you get an hour-long penalty. This may not seem like a really big deal, but consider, this is a level 3 facility. We have 2 prisoners to a cell. Aside from meals and recreation and in-pod activities, we're locked down 2 to a cell, roughly 12 to 14 hours a day. During those hours, frequently, the garbage that goes in has to come out. Typically, somebody using the toilet facility to dispose of solid waste will engage in a short checklist of courtesies to accommodate the other prisoners locked in the room. It's standard practice, for instance, to hang a sheet from the mirror across to the bed frame. Also, if anyone has any prayer oil, a prospective user will burn a small amount on the lamp to mask the smell. The final courtesy, of course, is frequent flushing in order to keep down the odor. Well, that's out. And irony of ironies, the Warren Correctional Commissary has been out of stock on prayer oil for months. If we didn't know better, we'd almost have to think that somewhere in offices with the shades pulled, some diabolical administrators have conspired to force the prisoner population to smell our cellmates' bowel movements. They're not trying to turn us into model citizens, they're trying to turn us into poop sniffers. Rather than produce smart sellers, they're resolved to produce smart smellers. The rationales put forward for this offensive plumbing modification are superficially sensible, but are really bogus under any scrutiny. First, administrators claim that the toilet timers will prevent prisoners from using the toilet to flood the ranges. The timers certainly serve that purpose, but it's a solution to a non-problem. I've been locked up for 25 years. I've never been in population and seen a cell flood. That's stuff that goes on in segregation or other lockdowns, and Warren now only has 2 3B level blocks out of 12. It makes no sense at all to expect water sport uprisings from 3A level prisoners. Also, keep in mind that anyone who really wants to flood the block can simply pop the sprinkler and release thousands of gallons of water under high pressure. The second reason for toilet timers is that administrators say they will save money. I'm skeptical. No telling what the contract costs to install these devices in every cell, or what the long-term cost will be to maintain them, or how much water they'll save now that they've forced prisoners to maintain trash cans full of water from the sink to act as an additional flush when poured into the toilet. My guess is, saving from the water bill will be negligible. The fact of the matter is this, the control freak, seeking the total and complete subjugation of every aspect of human life, come to the realization that prisoners' bowels were functioning without any regulation at all, a completely chaotic, willy-nilly situation. So hierarchs in suits with stopwatches come to conclude that 5-minute timers would effectively regiment the operations of our lower intestines. The powerful elite have come to recognize that all of us at the bottom of the pyramid cannot be trusted with so much as the responsibility for exercising free will in the disposal of our own body weight. I bet the next application will be a helmet that yanks our jaws up and down, forcing us to chew each bite 32 times. Prison officials will, after all, have to take command of our entire digestive tract. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain, forcibly silenced by prison officials whose home addresses are posted at blastblog.noblogs.org. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address by directing it to Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. President in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.